A popular fishing spot north of Sitka has seen a sharp decline in its shrimp population. And though the Alaska Department of Fish and Game cut the commercial harvest limit last year, subsistence harvesting was not affected until this past weekend, when the Alaska Board of Fisheries voted to place some restrictions on subsistence fishing in Hoonah Sound. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
The Alaska Board of Fisheries has decided to limit the amount of shrimp harvested in Hoonah Sound and require a non-commercial household permit for subsistence fishing. This follows a recommendation from the local Sitka Fish and Game Advisory Committee to take emergency action to protect shrimp from overfishing in the area. The board voted Friday that the fishery met the criteria for emergency management. Then on Sunday, they voted to limit the daily bag and possession to 10 gallons of shrimp per household with a permit. Board of Fisheries member Israel Payton said they came to a decision about that daily amount after further discussion with area subsistence users.
So it was felt that the 10 gallon per day per household permit was the preferred method, and I think that that limit will meet the subsistence requirements myself.
Hoonah Sound is a popular commercial, subsistence, and recreational fishing area about 50 miles north of Sitka, and lately it might be too popular. Hoonah Sound saw a dramatic reduction in commercial shrimp stock in the last 2 years. Between 2016 and 2017, the number of spot and coonstripe shrimp in that area fell by half, and samples from the 2017 stock showed the lowest average length on record. ADF&G observed these numbers and reduced the commercial harvest from 26,000 to 16,000 pounds for the 2017-2018 fishery, with still no limitations for subsistence users. Board of Fisheries Chair John Jensen noted his concern for the fishery.
It is unforeseen. It was unexpected and unforeseen. It seemed like it dropped dramatically over the two-year period. They didn't have any kind of a study on it, and it brings... It just raises to the level of an emergency as far as I'm concerned.
In December, the Sitka Fish and Game Advisory Committee submitted a petition to the Alaska Board of Fisheries requesting that the board organize a working group that would determine a course of action for management of the area. During public comment, ADF&G Advisory Committee shellfish member Stacy Wayne noted the estimated annual subsistence harvest was around 64,000 pounds in 2013.
Last year, the guideline harvest for all of District 13, I think, was closer to 30,000 pounds for commercial. So the subsistence is more than twice that, we think, but we don't have reporting requirements, so we don't know. So we're talking about a really significant impact on the shrimp here.
On Friday, the board drafted a proposal restricting subsistence shrimp harvesting in Hoonah Sound. The first draft of the proposal allowed for 5 gallons of spot shrimp per household per day, but the language was amended to 10 gallons per day after subsistence users voiced concern. Board of Fisheries member Fritz Johnson cautioned others to consider that traditional subsistence users often share their harvest with others, and catch limits could hamper that process.
To handicap a subsistence user's harvest of whatever that amount is used, it seems to me antithetical to what subsistence is all about. So as we head down this road here, I think we ought to at least be aware of that.
The Alaska State Board of Fisheries is meeting at Sitka's Harrigan Centennial Hall through January 23rd. All sessions are open to the public. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.